Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
And we are live. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. I would just like to start off this episode with saying Happy New Year. It is quite literally the 1st of January in the year of 2024. And I am, okay, fine. I'll admit it, a little hungover. Sue me. I for New Year's always spend it, well, not always, but like we always try and get together. My three besties from high school. Last year I was in Antarctica. So we did not, oh my God, that's so crazy. I woke up last year and was in Antarctica. Now where am I waking up? In my friend's guest room with my dog who ate my sneakers. It's amazing what can happen in a year. Now, before we get into the episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, we put them up on youtube.com/@unhinged. So be sure to subscribe and like the video and leave a comment. Oh my God, go crazy, girls. Hit that bell. I mean, go nuts. Also, I'm very excited to say that on January 13th, in like 2 weeks, I am performing in Philadelphia. We are going to be doing an episode of the podcast, and then I am going to be doing stand-up afterwards. There's a few tickets left, so be sure to hit the link down below. Yeah, they're on Ticketmaster. And we will be doing an after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemons. So if you want to go, if you want this party to never stop, head on over there. But I just figured with it being New Year's and all of that, we would not center the episode around New Year's. But I guess now that I say that, we kind of are. And by we, I mean me. It's just me. Now, I will probably get into my New Year's resolutions on the after show just because I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I am like having the shakes. I've had the shits all day and I guess it's time for the shakes. So, yeah, I will get into my resolutions on patreon.com/Chris Clemons, but the top, I wanted to see like what the best or like the most common resolutions are, because I just think, okay, resolutions are, I have a hard time with them because like on one hand, if you have the urge to change something, just fucking start changing it. You know, like you don't feel healthy, start meal prepping, planning, the whole bit, go work out. Like if you don't like your nose, go to a doctor. I mean, I don't, or just honestly accept it. But I think resolutions are stupid. And also just with like the idea that everybody stops doing them like a month in. So it's just, it feels like a lot of, just feels like a lot of noise for nothing. But I went on Forbes and I just figured that was kind of a trusty source, even though they've never put me on the 30 under 30, even though that is strictly based off of connections and who you know. The top New Year resolutions for 2024, the first one, 48% of people said they wanted to improve fitness, which, like, again, you don't need the clock striking midnight for you to do this. I just think it's so silly. 38% of people want to improve finances, which that is, I guess, one thing I definitely would love to just be better at, because, girl, even at the ripe age of 30, I'm still a dumb bitch. It's crazy. 36% of people want to improve mental health. See, that is great. And I mean, I guess I'm ambivalent on resolutions. I don't know how I feel about anything anymore. Does anybody else just feel, and like, I don't mean this in a depressed way, but just like numb, there's no way to really spin that one, but just like, I don't care. I'm just trying to get through the day. I'm just trying to get through the week. I'm just trying to get through life. Okay. I love resolutions for this reason, because it gives people, I guess, like a clean slate to start. But like, again, you could just fucking do it last year. And then the last two big five were lose weight and improve diet. Ugh, I'll get into that in a little bit, because the whole losing weight body image of it all, I think, is just so annoying. And we'll get into it. Trust. Make more time for loved ones. That's a really good one. Like, even if it's just calling or texting, make time for the ones you love. This has been sponsored by ChristianFamilyValues.org. Stop smoking. I want to stop vaping, but like, with marijuana, it is just so much more convenient to vape. I hate it. Can we like GMO some flower that just doesn't smell or something? I don't know how that works. Science people, you figure that out, because I don't fucking know. Learn a new skill. Oh my God, I just bought, this is crazy, but when I was in San Francisco for my Unhinged show that I just had there in December, my friend and YouTube, like, I almost said coworker, I don't work at YouTube, I work for them. my, like, YouTube manager at YouTube lives in the Bay Area, and I was with him, and I met his friend. And she had a little like DJ controller board. And oh my God, I mean, like, I wasn't any good, but I really saw the potential. And I miss having hobbies. I've monetized all of them. And so I'm really excited to just fuck around. I got the DJ thing. It came while I was at my friend's. I am so excited. I haven't felt like this about an activity in so long. That and pickleball. Oh my God, I am a pickleball fiend. We played while I was up at my friend's house this past weekend, and oh my God, bitch, I am so good at it. It's crazy. Granted, I did play tennis in high school, so maybe that's why. Make more time for hobbies. That isn't a problem I have, but 7% of people want that. Improve work-life balance. I'm shocked that that's only 7. I used to... And people always are like, no, Chris, you have such a great work ethic. But like, I don't feel that I have the work ethic I used to. And I'm on one hand glad, because I was doing too much and just not taking time to like enjoy my life. And now I feel like I'm enjoying my life too much, or not even enjoying it. I'm just not working as much as I was. But I don't know. Well, oh my God. Oh my God. It is January 1st, 2024. I have health insurance. Can we make some motherfucking noise for me at 30 finally having health insurance? Oh my God, I am about to get sucked and fucked by some needles. Oh my God, give me blood work. Give me, you know, a physical, clean my teeth. Give me a spinal tap. I don't even know what that is, but fuck it. We ball. This year, we ball in the doctor's office. I'm so excited about this. Meditate. That is something I will just never do. Drink less alcohol and perform better at work are 3%. So clearly people want them. See, that's the like giggity gag from this figgity. Like, I just perform better at work and drink less alcohol. It's like 3% of people are like, I'd love to do this, but I know no one's going to do this unless you do, which good for you. I'm proud of you. I don't know. I want to be like, I don't want to yuck people's yums, but I just think sometimes some people's yums need to be fucking yucked, you know? Like, I'm not saying don't like it. I'm just saying this is my hot take on your yum. I would love for anybody to explain the sentence I just said to a Victorian child. Like, that made no sense, and yet the human language has somehow made it to this point of me saying that. Oh, God. Yeah, I just don't. I'm also just maybe too lazy to come up with resolutions like that I can actually remember to stick to. Yeah, I just start shit when I want to. And that's how I do it. Now, moving on, I got a piece of advice or an advice question from one of you guys. Now, be sure if you have any advice or you need debates settled or anything to email unhingedwithchrisclemons@gmail.com and, you know, just fill me in on the situation you need advice or debate you need settled. And leave your phone number because maybe I'll call people in the after show. Oh my God, that's exactly what I'm going to do. This person left their phone number, so maybe we'll call them back. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay. I'm going to keep the person, their name private, but I would love your advice on a situation I'm currently facing in my dating life. Background. I've been single for 5 years and have enjoyed growing and truly understanding mostly my hatred and distrust for most men and learning there is a small percentage of a man out there who would check off my boxes. I am not looking and have been happy. Well, a few weeks ago, this Australian guy I used to work with years ago reached out. We had a small fling when I was 19 and he was 21. And I fucked it up by sleeping with his Kiwi best friend, parentheses, oops. And then I regretted it and had to watch him fall in love with some other American. They dated for years and I knew he hated me, so I never reached out. Slowly, throughout the last year or so, okay, my cheap ass set just fell apart. Oh, fuck. That scared the shit out of me. They dated for years, and I know he hated me, so I never reached out. Slowly throughout the last year or so, we've sent small messages here and there until he finally opened a full conversation, and we haven't stopped talking since. He lives in Melbourne, Australia, and I live, regrettably, in Florida. The feelings I've had over this short time feel insane, especially since I haven't even had a crush in years, but we've both mutually said that we feel and have always felt this could be it. I'm a flight attendant and can fly for free. Major flex, but I'm nervous about the distance and also trusting anything any man says. Should I take the universe's signs and dive head deep or take small steps at a time or just ghost him? Wow, I am so jealous of you. This is an interesting question, and one of my toxic traits is that I will start a sentence and then take a drink or a bite of food in the middle of it. I think that, okay, you cheated on, or you slept, you weren't in a relationship, you just slept with his best friend, which is not great. The fact that he's even talking to you honestly is pretty incredible, or maybe just shows that men really are just looking for a hole, you know? I don't think that theory is off the table. So they dated for years, and he lives in Australia and you live in Florida. I mean, that's like halfway around the world. If you really want, I mean, if you're even considering this, I think go for it. But I don't understand what the universe's signs are. Like, girl, you both just texted each other. And like, did you guys ever address the situation? I have a lot to ask you on Patreon later because I don't know. I just don't think that this seems like a good idea. I don't think ghost him. I don't think dive head deep. Keep your life, like, you have to make sure you don't blow up your own damn life first. Just trying to, you know, chase some dick. I mean, like, I know that soulmates, like, but I think take small steps at a time. Like, you guys just went from not talking to then talking every day. I think small steps, baby girl. Pump those brakes, or like pump the what's a brake on a plane? Like pump the air wing flaps, you know, girl. That's so fucking stupid. Yeah, I don't think diving in at mock speed is the smartest choice. Granted, it could turn out that he is your soulmate and you guys will live happily ever after in Australia. Oh my God, I bet he's got such a boomerang dick. My God. Sorry. I don't know why I just said that. But I just so desperately need the touch of another human being. I am dried up and gutted. I don't even know how I got onto this monologue, but my fucking God, if this year nobody shows interest and nobody makes an effort, baby, that's a wrap. It's going to be Spotify wrapped for me because I can't do it. Oh my God. All I want is not this, because the long distance does not seem great, but just like, oh, I thought I was on to something like that. And I kind of talked about it on a podcast episode prior, but like, oh my God, when people talk every day and like, ugh. I would also, by the way, I'll tell you this on the phone on Patreon. I'm just, I'm so jealous. I need the touch of a human on my breast. I need to feel the wind beneath my wings and a hand on my tits. No, but like literally, if Santa Claus, you can make that happen. Thank you. I don't know what this episode is, guys. I am just so hungover and I feel it more and more and I feel it more and more. What is wrong with me and why do I have a microphone? Oh my God. Okay. So I have been seeing online everybody making these lists for 2024 of what's in and what's out in this new year. So I figured I would make my own and we would dive into it here on this episode. So we're going to start with what I think is in for 2024. And there are no wrong answers. Also, feel free to comment down below if you're watching this episode of what you would have in for this year and what you would have out, because I want to know where I stand on things. For the first thing that I think is in for this year is being a delusional. I have tried the logical route. I have tried the emotional route. I am just straight up ready to be delusional. I'm down for it. I'm down bad for it, in fact. I just think I see so many people who are delulu in the brain and are just living what seems like their best life. I want in, bitch. I want in. Oh, my God. Like, why do I feel that I need a sense of reality? I don't. No one does at this point. Reality sucks. Put me in the fucking metaverse and just, well, maybe don't, because I don't want a face full of sunscreen Mark Zuckerberg to like own me. But God, I just want to be delusional. And this is the year I think I'm just going to do it. Like, Chris, your zipper's down. No, it's not. It's actually, that's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, Chris, like, you can't order that food. We don't have it. Yeah, I am. Go get it. You do have it. I called. Like, this is just like pathologically lying, but I want in. So I have being a delusional. Next on the in list, saying no without explaining yourself. No. In fact, I don't even need to explain this, period. We're not explaining ourselves when people say no, okay? Hear no, even if it's for a date at the movies, and someone says no, okay, it's fine. No hard feelings. Don't make it all about you. Someone just probably doesn't want to leave their house. They're very comfortable in the sweatpants they've been wearing every day for 2 weeks, smoking a J in bed. And maybe this person I'm describing is me. Who knows? Everyone's commenting like, Chris, this is why you're single. You are deranged. But this is where in the year of being delusional, I will respond, no, I'm not. I am normal. Another thing I have in for 2024 is being opinionated. I want to be opinionated again. I feel like I dulled myself down because I wanted everyone to like me. This is the year I become an absolute menace to society. Watch out. I mean, not like actually, that sounded like I was kind of threatening people. And you know what? Maybe I am. Maybe no one has any idea what I've got in store. I don't either. But yeah, I want to just be opinionated and not care if people don't like my opinions. That's the thing. As long as you're not being problematic, people are allowed to have different opinions than you. I feel like we've gotten to this point in life where it's like, if there is something that many people like and you don't, you're like canceled for it. In a video, I said that, like, just like Selena Gomez's singing career, like, I wish this would go away or something like that. And everybody's like, that was so mean. That was, sure, maybe it was fucking mean, but it's how I feel. Homegirl can't sing. Why are we pretending like she can? Anyways, this is a great start of me becoming opinionated. Next up on In for 2024, getting paid on time. There's a couple brands I'd love to shout out for this one, but can I get paid, please? Thank you so much. And if you are an employer, pay people on time. It's really not hard, you know? Most times than not, you have an accounting department. Just fucking do it. Come on. Don't be shy. Ugh, drives me nuts. The next one I have in for 2024 is colorful homes. No more of this, like, Kim K monastery, please. Here's the thing. I love a good minimalist, beige, neutral tone. Like, I live for that. But I just think some people are doing it because it's the equivalent of a fashion trend. You don't need to change your whole house to match what other people will like. Bring back color. Bring back textures. Like, girls, let's go crazy. You know? There's so much colorful and beautiful shit out. Like, this artwork by Ty Maynard. I bought it from her. She did the one that was the background of my podcast set when we moved back to my house after the studio in LA closed. But, oh my God, look how colorful and fun that is. Just don't be afraid of color, guys. And I know that a lot of my walls are white, okay? I'm working on it. In big spaces or hallways, I understand having neutral. Even in, like, my bedroom, I want it to be peaceful and serene. Okay, that can be white. Just have fun, especially in bathrooms. Take a risk. Paint the walls something fucking crazy. I don't know. I want more colorful homes. I want more interesting shit. I feel like everything has become so minimal and, like, boring and the same. Like, bring back individuality. That's in for 2024, bitch. Period. Next up, I have mocktails at dinner instead of alcohol. I just overall do... not me literally quoting the Forbes article I read. I do want to drink less in the new year. I feel... Well, I don't really drink a lot normally. However, the holiday season, I just feel like I have had as much alcohol as I've had oxygen. Like, I feel so bloated. I feel just so groggy. I feel so, like, ugh. There's nothing worse than waking up and just feeling like shit. And I do love having, like, a glass of wine or a cocktail at dinner. But, like, girl, just get it without the alcohol. Like, you're not even going to feel one drink anyway. And if, like, that's why you're drinking, just get a mocktail. I was going to say, and then just drink at home. But that truly defeats the purpose of this whole thing. Next up for in for 2024, and I think this one's in for every year going forward, bidets. Everybody get a bidet. Oh my God. I was just at my friend's, like I said, for New Year's, and at my house here, I have like a Toto toilet that has a bidet and it like blow dries and I might as well give my ass hair a perm. It's the best thing ever. However, when I go or travel and I'm not in my bathroom, I have to wipe. I know, what a hard life, but wiping... My butt crack is like a wounded soldier right now. There is like scabbing. I don't need to actually get into this. But like bidets, we need more of them. I still haven't gotten on like the sharing a bidet trend. Like I cannot use a bidet if it's in a hotel room because what other people's shit specs have flicked on the... But like bidets... I'm so over toilet paper and like dingleberries. My God. I can't with dingleberries. My God, I literally just hate them. next up for in natural body parts. I would like to start by saying I don't give a fuck if you get plastic surgery. It's not my body. It's not my place to tell you what to do. Okay. It's your life. We all get one. Live it the fuck up. You know, live la vida loca. But, like, also, let's embrace our natural features. I did, like, a TikTok filter where it, like, shows you aging. And it's crazy how much one, how accurate it was, and two, how much I looked like so many, I almost said ancestors, like my grandparents who are no longer here, or like relatives or people in pictures I've seen and heard about. It's crazy how much I looked like them when I aged. And I think that's such a beautiful luxury. One, to be able to get old and ugly. And two, just to like, to see your family in yourself, I think is beautiful. Oh my God, not me getting like poetic, like, bitch, I'm on my Shakespeare shit. But I think there's something so nice. And of course, I'm not telling anybody what to do, but I just, there's just something so nice about, I don't know. It's like the whole like beige minimalist homes of it all. It's like, yeah, those are technically pristine and pretty, but like, where's the character, baby doll? Like, I want a one of one, not a one of 8,422. So that's just my take. Like, natural body parts, how fun. Like, I used to hate my nose and my nose curves, but like, first of all, no one else has this nose, period. Two, the chances of this looking better after going under the knife, I feel like those odds are so scary. To have a botched fucking thing when really, like, oh my God, I've been watching Botched because that's on Netflix. Looking at these people, they are like, I wish I just stuck with what I had before. And I'm like, yeah, oh my God, you're on your sixth nose job. And this, you look at, some of the shit they show on there, I'm like, this is allowed on national television? But like, oh my God, their nose is just like a flap at this point. It's crazy. Just embrace your natural body parts. Try. It's all a process and a journey too. But I feel like it's so worth it when you're like, oh my God, I love myself. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Except maybe if my hair was like naturally like a dirty orange, but that's for a different time. Another thing in for 2024, magazine subscriptions. Guys, what a fun thing to fucking get in the mail. And also that's something that's not a bill that you have to pay. Oh my God, or jury duty. I got jury duty for this month and I'm dreading it. But also I'm like kind of excited because what an opportunity to be a nosy bitch. Oh my, and opinionated. Look at that. Oh my God. Yeah, I have an Architectural Digest magazine subscription and it's just so nice to get like a pop of inspiration and to have something that you can like, it sounds fucked up, but meaninglessly look at. Like, or you could really meaningfully look at. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to look at a magazine, but I just look at some of your interests and they really don't cost that much, I think. I don't know. I've just had this thing on auto renew. Oh God, I should really, oh my God, I do need to get better about my finances. Am I speaking English today or am I just having trouble talking or both? Because I don't think either should be ruled out. But yeah, magazine subscriptions are so fun and you look so cool. Because that's what life's about, looking cool, duh. My next thing that is in for 2024 is shrooms. I just love laughing. I live, laugh, and love when I am on shrooms. And yeah, I mean, they can go bad and you get them from safe places or whatever. But I don't know. There's a vibe. And I'm also not telling everybody to go out and do this. Like, be safe. But I think, I don't know. That is like a nice little thing to throw into the into the body, I guess. Okay. My next thing in for 2024, and honestly, this one might be on the in list for life, Irish exits or an Irish goodbye. I did that last night on New Year's Eve, and or I guess that was this morning, Jesus Christ. And best decision ever. Oh my God, it's so fun. I remember where I was. I was like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs now. And I said bye to no one. And I went to bed and I feel great. Oh my God. Also another thing from last night, I feel like we got started late on like the party. And so by the time midnight came around, we'd only been like, we got home from dinner and like, then our friends came over and there was only like 2.5 hours before midnight. And that just felt like such a quick time to have the party and then end it. So we really started going harder after midnight. And I just kind of knew my limits, so I kind of switched to a plant that I inhaled, and I saw an empty Tito's bottle, so I filled it with water, And then decided, I don't know why I do this. Like, I love to lie, but when the stakes are like so low. Oh, that's another thing that's in. Low stake lying. Oh, bring it back. We don't need to be honest, guys. We're humans. We're all fucked in the head. Bring back lying. Anyways, I love lying for like the cheap thrill of it all. So I filled up this fifth of Tito's with water. And I started drinking from the bottle. And this is at like 2 a.m. at this point. And all my friends are like, Chris, that's really not a good idea. And I just kept making like a wince because I wanted everyone to think I was just drinking straight vodka, which is insane. So I was just fully hydrated. I went to bed. I Irish goodbye and was hydrated. I mean, I don't think I could have started this new year off any better, which means there's only nowhere to go but down. Great. I love this realization I'm having. Last on the in list is getting cheap, shitty seats to concerts. I don't know why I don't do this more. Maybe you do, but oh my God, I have recently, mostly because I think like now it's like that I make money that's mine. And, you know, I just like want all the experiences that I wanted as like a kid, maybe. I don't know. But now I want like front row. But like, I have to realize that you can have just as much fun in the last row of the arena than you, like, it's, oh my God, what a vibe. I remember I had the best times at concerts when I was literally the last row of the venue. And they were so fun. Like, I want to do more of that because it's, like, low stake, low cost amount, unless it's, like, a Taylor Swift concert, which in that case, the nosebleeds are still, like, $500. But, yeah, I want to do that. I think more people should do that. Yeah. Okay, good point, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Let's move on.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, which is HelloFresh. Now, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, whether your resolution this year is to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is there to help you do all three. So you can say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at the price you'll like delivered right to your door. This year, I'm going to talk about it on the after show a little bit more, but I definitely want to cook more in my house. I got a cookbook for Christmas, and that's really great. But what I love about HelloFresh is that everything comes pre-portioned, and it makes the nitty-gritty detail stuff of cooking that I don't like, it takes it away. It's amazing. This year, don't let recipe boredom strike because HelloFresh has more options than ever. Dig into their biggest menu yet with over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle. This is another huge reason I love HelloFresh because just the recipes I get in my boxes are always something I would never have thought to look for. But then to have that recipe and to be able to make it again and again, oh, I love it. There truly are just so many different recipes to choose from every week. I just can't say enough good things about HelloFresh. I really just love everything about it from start to finish, dead serious. I also just love that some weeks I don't want to go to the grocery store, and with HelloFresh, I don't have to. And that I don't feel like I'm spending more money than I would be otherwise. Now, if you want to give HelloFresh a try in this new year, go to HelloFresh.com/unhingedfree and use code unhingedfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/unhingedfree with code unhingedfree. I'm telling you, HelloFresh is where it's at. And there's a reason that it's America's number one meal kit. It's the best. Now we have what I think should be out in 2024. The first one being hopefully Shawn Mendes from The Closet. God, will that fucking closet free him? No, I'm kidding. Shawn, love you. Let's meditate. No, I actually would not even meditate with Shawn Mendes. I'm so sorry. No, Shawn, do you, boo. Okay, the first thing, real thing on my out list for 2024 is astrology personalities. Listen, I get it. I love astrology as much as, no, I mean, I don't. I like enjoy it. It's like getting your palm read. Like, yeah, I love buying into this like momentary burst of euphoria I'm feeling. Sure. When it becomes everybody's like, oh my God, this happened, but you know, my moon is in Cancer. It's like, what? No, babe, no, you were just speeding and you got pulled over. This has nothing to do about where the stars were when you popped out of your mom. Okay. Just, it's not. Sorry. And I love y'all. I really do. But when I've asked for like, ask or went for advice or something, like so many, or like to describe things, people will be like, well, I'm a Gemini, so clearly that means that. And I'm like, is that clear? I don't know the first fucking thing about a Gemini. I barely know how to spell Gemini. I spelled Gemini. Yeah, I just think there's more to life than like, I love nothing more than reading a horoscope, but like that should be about where it ends. And also that expectation that everybody just knows what like a Taurus is. Is Taurus an astrological sign or is that a Pokemon? Or is it both? A Taurus? I'm a Taurus. 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 What am I saying? Where am I? Okay, next up I have acknowledging rude bitches on the internet is out. In 2024. I'm not doing that anymore. If you guys want to be sour little pussies that have nothing better to do than just sit on Reddit and complain, bye. Ugh. I just think it is so stupid. Like, go outside and touch some fucking grass. Like, make memories. Hug a loved one. Okay? This planet is going and it's going quick. Just enjoy your life and stop giving such a fuck about what other people are doing with theirs. Because guess what? You don't know them, most likely. And if you did, I would hope you would just tell them. God. Another thing that's out for 2024 is being mysterious. Can we all shut the fuck up with that? I don't get it. To quote Chelsea from Selling Sunset, people say there's something alluring about mystery. I quite don't like it. Or something like that. But period. Like, I wanted it to be mysterious, and then I'm like, I'm not. So why don't I just accept me for being the loud bitch who posts every time I take like a shit on Instagram? Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Just, it's so like try hard. Like, I'm mysterious. I move in silence. No, bitch, make some noise when you move so I know that you're there. Cause otherwise, if I feel that you're moving in silence too close, I'll hit a bitch out of just straight reflexes. Next up on out for 2024 is AI trends. If I see one more, look at AI, show me what my yearbook picture looks like. Bitch, just open a yearbook. Why are you, and people are paying for it. People are paying to have AI show what they look like in high school. As if none of us don't have pictures. It's not like we're all Amish. It's not like we grew up in the 1600s, although sometimes it fucking feels like that in America. What are we doing here, doll? Like, ugh, I'm just, I like AI. I don't like AI. I don't have a fucking opinion on AI. I think it's fun, but can we just pump the brakes on all of these stupid trends? Like, ugh, it just feels so... God, being opinionated is exhausting. Who knew? Maybe that's why I haven't been. The next one that is out in 2024 is trying to be skinny and just the topic of Ozempic. I am so over people like, just wanting to be skinny. That's not a life goal. That's like an illness, okay? Not being skinny, wanting to be skinny. That's the illness. Sometimes being skinny can be an illness. I don't know. But like, just enjoy where you are in your life. Like, there's no point in being skinny. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, think about this. When you watch like Planet Earth and you see a little elephant who hasn't had food in 44 days and you see its rib cages, everybody's, oh my God, somebody give that elephant some food. That poor thing hasn't eaten. You can see its rib cages. And then you stop watching Planet Earth and you go to the beach and you're like, oh my God, bitch, you're so fucking skinny and hot. I can see your rib cage. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. How did we all get conned into wanting to be skinny? Why? Like, what? It makes no sense to me. And I'm just over it. And it's like, I feel like I see so many people missing out on their lives and just enjoying their life because they don't look skinny in a picture or they don't feel skinny. What the fuck is feeling skinny? I know what you mean, but that's crazy. Stop doing that. And this is another thing that's out in 2024, complimenting people's weight losses. You're not complimenting their weight gain. Why? Like, why? And if you're going to be like, well, it's for health. I'd had no idea you had a doctorate in doctoring. Okay? God, I've been working out a lot lately just for my health. I don't care about, like, I really have gotten to the point where it's like, I have a little bit of chub on my stomach. I have thighs. That is me. I am living my life happily. And I mean, as happy as I can be. But like, there's no point in torturing yourself about something that isn't meant for you. Like, I am not meant to be a skinny person. If you look at my lineage, not a single bitch was skinny. Okay, my grandma was. But like, anyways, I wish people just enjoyed who they are more. And obviously, yes, this excludes like health problems and all of that. I'm talking about the people who just want to be skinny. Yawn. God, there's so much more to each and every one of us than how the fuck we look. I'm so tired of physical appearances being the main goal for everybody. And I'm not talking about like clothes or hairdos or anything. I'm talking about just like your body shape. Who, like, your body, our bodies have gotten us through so much. Like, just be easy on yourself and don't compliment on people's fucking weight loss. Okay. I lost a lot of weight when I first moved to LA and I was like, I'm hot, I'm skinny, I'm mentally fucking ill. And everybody's like, wow, you lost so much weight. You look so good now. Like, da-da. And I was like, oh my God, I look good now? Did I not before? And I mean, that's me thinking about it at the time. I was like, I know, I was so ugly. And then I gained all the weight back and I felt like a piece of shit. I felt like nobody, I don't know. It's such a toxic thing that is so unnecessary. Ugh, stop complimenting weight loss. The next thing that's out in 2024 is the TikTok shop and Amazon affiliate links. If I hear the words TikTok shop one more fucking time, I'm going to lose my mind. Why is every social media app just trying to become an online market? I mean, I know why, because we live in a capitalistic world, but still, I mean, fuck, get this in the TikTok shop. Go get this for 12 cents in the TikTok shop. Go get this for in the TikTok shop right now because it's 10% off. Like, oh my God, shut up. Shut up. Oh, I cannot. And if you don't know what the TikTok shop is, bitch, I am so jealous. God. And like Amazon influencers. No, I don't want my whole house to be Amazon. I'm not judging you if that's your thing. Stop. Your house looks like an IKEA showroom. I don't want the fucking bedside table that you bought that looks like Tweety Bird. I don't even know why that exists, to be perfectly honest. Next thing that I think is out in 2024 is the term quiet luxury. Just shut up. I've never seen people feel more empowered to talk about, like, people are like, that's so quiet luxury. No, babe, it's just called luxury because you can tell it's luxurious. There's nothing quiet about it. There's just not a logo all over it. It's called clothes. They're still expensive. Like, people feel like they are so well-read. The quiet luxury, oh my God, shut up and be quiet. That would be a luxury. Ugh. Another thing I have out for 2024, elections. I cannot even emphasize the dread that I felt realizing that it is an election year this year. My God, I am so mentally not prepared to deal with an election year. I think we should go to a monarchy. No, in fact, I want to stop hearing about the fucking royal family as well. I don't know what we should do. Maybe it should just be a free-for-all. Let's see how that goes, because that's what it feels like. God, I hate elections. Next thing that's out for 2024, Selena Gomez. I'm sorry if you're a Gomez-ator or a Gominator. I don't know what her fans are called. The Gomez's, the scene, I don't know. But I'm tired of her. And I'm so sorry to Selena, if you were watching. I'm sure you're a lovely lady. Although your friend is Nicola Peltz, so that's weird to me. But also, like, at least the singing career. Can we just give that up? Please. Ooh, I feel like a bitch, but it's just hard to watch. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at this. Seems like a great actress. Rare beauty seems to be blowing up. The skincare thing, I don't think we need to do. Let's can that before it starts. Although I saw it in Sephora the other day, so maybe it's too late. I just, again, if you're a Selena Gomez fan, good for you. I love that for you. There's just something that I am tired of with her. I don't know why. I don't. It's unfounded, but it's how I feel. Next up that's on the out list for 2024 is the phrase, working out is my therapy. No, doll. Getting therapy is therapy. Working out is working out. And I understand that it can be therapeutic, but doll, it is not therapy. Let's just get that straight, please, because it's always the people who need therapy are like, the gym is my therapy. And I'm like, no, babe, it's a Planet Fitness. They have like Pizza Fridays. What are you talking about? It's not your therapy. It's like your weird obsession hobby thing. Let it go. The last thing I have out on the list for out in 2024 is making new friends. I know this seems like, huh? But maintaining friendships is a lot of work. I'm not saying I have a lot of friends, but I feel like I've got enough that I really, it's like house plants. I have enough plants where, I mean, right now I have like two real plants in my house. And that to me is perfect. I can't keep more than two alive. Same with friends. I don't need any more right now. I feel very content. I'm open to it, but I am not seeking. I have enough friends that are good to me and that I enjoy our time together. No more new friends. At least for the time being, I'm spent. So that is my list of what is in and what is out to me in 2024. So let me know where you stand on that. Not that I'll care, because on the out list was acknowledging rude bitches on the internet. So if you're rude, consider yourself disacknowledged. What is the opposite of acknowledged? Oh, ignored. Consider yourself ignored. God, consider me fucking stupid. I can't believe I've graduated college. That's crazy. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning into the first episode of the new year. If you live on the East Coast, come to my show in Philly on January 13th at Punchline. Also, be sure to join my Patreon, patreon.com/Chris Clemens, for the after show, which we're about to film. And oh my God, I'm staring at a little plant that I cannot wait to, you know? Yeah, we know. Anyways, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. If you haven't, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Unhinged. And be sure to rate and review 5 stars. It helps us out so much. And I'm really excited for what's to come this year with the podcast I feel like I'm slowly starting to get my footing and figuring out what I like about this and what I don't like. And yeah, I'm excited, and I hope everybody has a happy and wonderful new year, and that you feel the power to make it everything you want it to be, and also to avoid having it be whatever you don't want it to be. I know that that was a really stupid generic sentence, but I just want everyone to win, you know? Except Selena Gomez's singing career. That, yeah, I've said enough of that opinion. So, yeah, I love you guys. I can't wait to, for everything that 20, I almost said 14. Wow, simpler time. I'm so excited for all that 2024 has in store, and I'm hopefully going to be taking this on the road. So I can't wait to see you guys in person. And yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Rate and review, and bye. I'll see you on the after show.